on the last episode of 2084.
Hey,
Sam. 74.2%
are still infected.
Okay, great. But do we have any milk?
Negative. Milk levels are depleted.
Can you please get my suit ready? 42 minutes? Isn't there a quicker way?
The train is about to arrive.
All passengers, provide your identification card. Comply immediately.
Somebody help!
Zen, hack into his mainframe and get out of here!
Okay, thanks.
The train is going on lockdown.
Okay, aim at the door! Have to shock me like that, though. And why are you here as a drone?
I'll explain everything on the way.
What do you mean?
We need to leave. Places on your motherboard of your suit. It will make up for the damage it has taken.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Law enforcement is on its way.
Then let's go. Are we safe here?
We should be for a while. We should keep moving soon, however.
What happened back there?
You aimed at an electrical generator causing a large electrical discharge that propelled you back and rendered you unconscious. Also, it appears that the officer's system shut down from the blast.
There wasn't anyone else on the wagon?
No other life forms were on the wagon.
Thank God. Where are we
exactly? Oh, snap!
Weapon
defense mode activated.
Oh. Hold your weapons in. It's just a homeless man.
Should I fire?
No, Zen. Of course not. Sorry, old man. My droid friend is a little overprotective. Here's $5.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't have much physical change. I only got my payment scanner, but I was on my way to a convenience. You want me to pick up something for you?
Convenience? The next convenience is far.
How far exactly?
Not very sure, but we're...
The next convenience store is 25 minutes away.
25 minutes? No problem. Tell me what you want, old man.
Could you get me a small meal and something to drink?
Of course. By the way, what's your name?
Oscar.
Okay, Oscar. We'll be right back in...
It will take us approximately 40 minutes.
Ah, man. Okay. You heard the droid. We'll be back in 40.
Thank you, young man. Not too many kind people come along.
Jason, right? We have to leave.
All right.
See you later.
That was Queen?
Yes. It appears we have detoured onto Queen Street.
I don't even recognize this place anymore. That street used to be packed with people. What the hell happened?
Ever since the lockdown, it has gotten difficult for businesses and residences to sustain. With no constant income and fear over the infection, everything shut down with time.
I hope Rico's Pupusa store still made it.
Credit Rico's shut down.
Even Rico's? Oh, my heart. What about Chara's? Is that still around?
Chara is not in business anymore.
The Momos? This is heartbreaking. So I think Obaba didn't survive as well?
Obaba is still in business.
Yes! Thank God!
Error. Obaba was one of the first businesses to shut down.
No!
According to my analysis, the food that the businesses were providing can't be found on the grocery catalog you order from.
That's a no-brainer, Zen. All those cultural dishes aren't ready to find in a superstore shelf. They're practically homemade.
Are those dishes important?
No. Well, yes, but not only because of the dishes. These businesses from marginalized communities kept the neighborhood diverse and lively. I always felt like they were an essential part of District 6's fabric.
I don't understand.
I don't expect Adora to know this, but basically a lot of these families who run businesses and cook their dishes from back home came here to seek out opportunity, which may have not been available in their homeland. Or maybe they had to escape their country, and all they had to offer was maybe their food. It was just always good to see that marginalized groups made it in District 6.
I cannot seem to find these narratives in my search records.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really expect our stories to be documented and published anymore. The district teaches a different type of history.
Jason?
I mean, diverse communities were always driven out by District 6.
Jason?
Building projects and gentrification.
Jason, look!
What?
Over there!
A convenience store!
The glowing sign indicates that it is open.
Looks like old Oscar doesn't have to wait for too long.
This convenience store wasn't indicated in my initial scan.
Who cares? Just come, we found a store.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, hello. I saw you were open. I need some milk. Okay, thank you. Zen, did that bot seem different to you?
Yes. I believe I haven't seen this model before. You want me to scan it?
Nah, it's fine. Now let's see what we got here. Soy milk, oat milk, goat milk. Oh, fancy camel milk.
Well, well, well. Looks like you opened up again, Apple. How is it I haven't gotten an invitation? No problem, Apple. You can open up your business anytime you want. I remember that we still have unfinished business. I won't trouble you as long as you hand over that protection money. What do you mean you don't have it? No need for excuses. You can just give me your arm for now. Charlie, hand me over my cleaver.
Holy cow, did you see that cleaver, Zen? That thing is huge. We need to help out.
Should I activate weapon defense mode?
Yes. You go around and take the big guy out. I'll take out the guy who's talking. Stay low and stay quiet.
A price is a price.
And don't knock anything over.
I beg you too, but does begging give me my money back? It doesn't look like it. Since you are a droid, can't feel. I'll make sure you will feel this.
Oops. Hey guys.
What will happen next to Jason and Zen? Find out in the next episode of 2084.